Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivart, your host and Mindset Maniac. And at the time that I am recording this, it is a Monday afternoon. It is lovely here in Ohio. The sun is shining. I am sitting on my back patio and my son is across the yard right now with an entire stack of cardboard. And he is creating a home, a mansion, if you will. His little stuffy, his little penguin stuffed animal is getting like a home upgrade. So he has this smaller, think of like a smaller Amazon sized box that he has like cut into, added little cardboard pieces, created furniture out of like molding clay, and then like put it in the oven and turned it hard. And so he has this little cardboard box that is his penguin's home, who's called Penguats. His name is Penguats. That is Penguats' current home, but Watson decided Penguats needs an upgrade. Penguats is moving. So he has like the huge, some of our big moving boxes outside right now, and he's cutting into it, and he's got like stabilizer walls that he's like put in there to hold up certain pieces of his, I don't know, structure he's building. Oh my gosh, it's so fun to watch him do this and to watch his little brain just go. And it just like reaffirms a lot of the decisions that we've made. Part of the reason we decided to homeschool him, there were lots of reasons. But one of them was just noticing like how his brain works and just knowing how the school systems are set up. And we've been in a bunch of different types of schools. And so it's not just one specific type of school that we tried that didn't work for us. But, you know, we've seen a lot of different options, and the way that they're all set up, it's not possible for them to help each child really lean into their unique strengths and really develop those and really accentuate them instead of focusing on the weaknesses. Schools are set up to like find the weakness and try and like help you get that one better. And I'm like, why not find the strength and just really overemphasize that? Of course, the things that are weaknesses, you know, we will support, but we don't focus there. So anyways, I'm watching him do this, and like, I just love watching his little engineer and creativity brain go to work. So that is what I'm doing right now. But before I sat down to record this, I was actually doing a thought download that, if you're not familiar with what that is a way for me to get all of my thoughts down on paper out of my brain so that I can objectively see what is happening. And I usually do this, well, I do this once a day, but I will do it more than once a day if I am just feeling heavy emotions that I can't get myself out of. And that was happening about an hour ago. And I knew that it was coming from this place of worry, but like the worry was just like dominoing. And I wanted to share this with you because I think that there is this misconception that people who do this type of work and who coach on it and who teach on it, that we don't have to deal with this stuff. Like, right? We teach it, we coach on it, we share on it. So it just, we're in a good place with it. And one thing that I always talk to my clients about is that like, I have to do this work daily. Everything that I teach, everything that I talk about, like I actively practice. It's not just something that I hear about once and I'm like, oh, that's good to know. I put it into practice and I do what I call manage my mind on a daily basis. Some days it's easier than others. I just kind of get into a good groove and I'm living my life and I might use things when I need them. And other days it's like a constant like effort where I'm like, I'm really efforting to manage my mind today so that today does not run away from me. The way that I feel today doesn't run away from me. And on that note, you're listening to the podcast here, of course, but if you're not on my email list, I recently sent out an audio that I said, you know, I'm never going to release as a podcast because I just wanted it to be an intimate way for me to connect with the people on my email list. And what I was sharing was like a real life example of a day where I had some thoughts and some feelings coming up that had the potential to basically ruin that day, ruin a memory, ruin an experience. And so I really wanted to share that, like, as an example of how I use my mind management tools in like an everyday, seemingly unimportant example. And something that I said at the end was like, I know that for some people, this might not seem like a big deal, but here's why it is a big deal. Because this was one day that like was meaningful to me. And maybe we could throw that day out and be like, okay, well, that was just one day. But the skills and the tools that I use help me create more days that are enjoyable or that do feel like they're in my healthy control and that I do want to remember in that way than like the opposite, right? And I think it's just a culmination of a certain type of days versus a culmination of other types of days that create literally our life experience. And what I said was like, this might not seem like a big deal, but it is, because like having a culmination of these kinds of days that feel I was in healthy control, that I made choices and had thoughts and feelings that felt good for me. Those are the kind of days that I want to continue to build on, because that's the kind of life that I want to have. I don't want it to go in the other direction. So anyways, I share that with my email list. If you're not on my email list, go to the show notes and sign up. And obviously I've already sent this email. So if you're interested, you're like, I kind of want to hear this because I get vulnerable and I kind of share. I try to always be vulnerable and I'm always open with you all, but I really wanted to share some personal details in this audio. So if you want it, and obviously it's already been sent out, feel free to email me. My email's in the show notes as well, but email me and be like, I'd love to hear this audio, because I've gotten so much great feedback on how this has been helpful to just hear a real life experience, how I use these tools, what it looks like, and why it's so important. So I just wanted to start off with that, but it leads into what I want to share with you today, because like I said, I was having this like worry spiral. I could feel this like emotion in me was worry, which is always the first place to start, being able to identify like what emotion you're feeling. And then we can start teasing out like what's creating that feeling. And so a thought download for me, being able to see all my thoughts on paper, might sound tedious or weird, but it is, from what I've experienced, the most powerful, the most effective way to actually be like, what the heck is going on in my mind right now? And why do I feel this way? So I started to do this, like what I coined it as, like a worry download, just to write out everything I was worried about right now. And I know how I got here. There were a couple things that happened yesterday and the day before that just started to lead into this worry spiral. And you know how it is. Once you go, your brain has found this lovely pathway that just feels so good, because our primitive brains love to protect us and love to keep us safe. So this is, my brain was just like, let's go down here. So I'm not surprised to be here today. But yeah, I started this worry download and I just started writing down all the things that I'm worried about. It was like, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about this. And like, literally, I probably wrote down about 15 things that I was worried about in that moment. And it started off like pretty specific. And then like, it was interesting to watch how it kind of evolved to less specific things that are going on in my life right now, like today or this week or this year, to like the bigger life things, as to like all of a sudden I got to the bottom of my list and it was like worries like, I'm not going to live up to my potential, I'm not valuable, you know what I mean? Like the bigger things. So I don't know, I thought that was like interesting for me to see. And I wanted to share this with you, as I said, because this is a really, really effective tool in helping you calm your feelings, right? So when I sat down, I told you I had this overwhelming feeling of worry, which is why I was like, I'm going to do a worry download. And, you know, within 2 minutes of just writing all these worries down, my, let's say if I was on a scale of 1 to 10, with like 10 being like the most extreme worry you could feel, let's say I was at like a 6, 6.5, I dropped down to maybe like a 4. Okay. And I know that like, okay, 6 to a 4 is still like worry. This isn't like a magical pill or something, but like 6 to 4, like 4's manageable, right? And 4 gives me some movement to where I can do other things to maybe bring the 4 down to like a 3 or like a 2. But where I was sitting at like a 6, 6.5, like there was no, you can't use your rational, logical mind when you're in an emotional state. And I've been thinking about this just very common saying a lot to make this point. Like, you know how people say, you know, I was so angry, I couldn't think straight. I was so stressed out, I couldn't think straight. That's a real thing. When our emotions are high, our logic is low. So being able to do a thought download or whatever emotion that you're feeling, like I did a worry download, that scientifically helps bring the emotion down so that we can bring the logic online. This is huge because we can't do any type of thought work, like I said, when we're in an emotional state. There are studies around this, and I wish I was at a mastermind recently and they had some very specific data on this, and I wish that I had access to it. I requested it, but I haven't gotten it yet. But it showed so clearly, like brain scans, and it showed how when, you know, the part of your brain is like lit up when you're in, like, let's say fear or worry or stress or anger, right? Like a specific part of your brain lights up when you're feeling these different emotions. And just as they had the patients in the study acknowledge what they were feeling. So let's say this person was feeling like anger, like lots of anger. And, you know, they're looking at the scan, like where the brain is lit up when they're feeling that. Just as the person acknowledges the emotion that they're feeling, the where the brain is lit up starts to dim, right? And so we're not expecting that emotion to go away completely. But by acknowledging what it is that we're feeling, we can bring it down enough to where then we can resource and be a little bit more logical and create a little bit of movement around that specific emotion. So that was what I was doing for myself with this worry download. I was acknowledging the feeling. And then I was also getting some pretty good data about, like, let's just dump it all out. Let's just see what's causing this like worry spiral. And I'm not going to sit here and say that the things that I'm worried about are not, like, they don't make sense to be worried about. But the culmination of all of the worries that were just kind of rolling around in my brain was making it impossible for me to really do anything about these worries that was going to make me feel better. So I'll give you the steps of what I did, right? Just to recap it. I did my worry download. Well, no, let me backtrack. First, I identified the feeling, right? Then I did my, what I'm calling worry download, just to see it all, to get it out there, to be able to look at it objectively and be like, okay, is this a real thing? Is this not a real thing? Right? To be able to see it. Now, here's the cool thing. We'll call this step three. Once I was able to see it, I was able to really look at what I could do to gain some healthy control, right? Like I said, some of these things on here are like legitimate concerns. It's not something that I'm just going to look at and be like, okay, let me think positively about it. Some of them do require some action in order to maybe find a solution or to get some forward motion, any of those things. So underneath my worry download, what I wrote down is, what can I do today that's in my healthy control? Now, that last part, in my healthy control, is super important, because if I was sitting here writing some of these solutions down that were not in my healthy control, right? It required someone else to do something, or it required someone else to change, or it required someone to, like, anything that required someone else to do something or not do something other than me, that would be things that were not in my healthy control. So I have my thought download right underneath of it. I basically identified like the things on there that I could control, things that I could do something about today. And then I wrote down like what those actions were going to be. There's three or four things that I wrote down that I could do today that literally just made me feel like, okay, I've got some healthy control here. And that shifted my worry from, let's say, four to maybe three. Okay. And maybe that's where I hang out the rest of the day. I'm not looking for this emotion to go away. I'm not looking to like buffer it away, like really cover it up and try to act like it's not there, because it will always just pop back up, right? Think of the beach ball analogy you hear me use all the time. You can hold something down. You can hold an emotion down for only so long, cover it up with maybe alcohol or TV or social media or exercise, but at some point it's going to pop right back up. So I'm not trying to cover up this worry feeling and just push it down and avoid it. I'm kind of just going to let it be there. I'm seeing where I can create some healthy control and some healthy movement. But other than that, I'm like, okay, I might just be worried about these things. I'm not going to let it run away. I'm not going to go down a worry spiral like I could have today, but I took some healthy control. Yeah, just to be in a place with this emotion that feels good for me. So I wanted to share this with you today, gave you some steps, some actionable things to do. You can use this with worry. You can use this with anger. You can use this with shame. You can use this with frustration. You can use this with overwhelm. Any of those, like what I would call heavier emotions that we sometimes get stuck in, I call them indulgent emotions, right? We're just spinning on them. They don't really produce any great outcome for us while we're spinning in them. We just get stuck there. So try this out. If you want to share with me your experience on it, you know me, my email inbox is always open. I'd love to hear from y'all. And that is all I have for you today, my friends. As I always say, let's live a meaningful life. We'll chat soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.